This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning and Audrey Raj. And Lin Ma is joining us via Zoom. What's happening at 8 a.m., Lin?
So later on at 8 o'clock, we have the Breakfast Grill, where Roshan Kanesan will be speaking with Lim Chin Hong, Managing Director of Econframe Group. Now, Econframe opened its doors to the public markets in Malaysia with an IPO that was 40 times oversubscribed. They are a metal doorframe manufacturer with strong margins and a substantial order book. And they are a supplier to some of Malaysia's biggest property players, including the likes of Gamuda, SP Sitya, and IGM Land, among others. But the question is, of course, how has COVID-19 affected Econframe's business, and what does the future hold for the company? So Roshan's going to be asking Lim Chin Hong, their managing director, to shed some light on the subject.
Right, that's coming up after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. But for now, let's take a quick look across the causeway at our southern neighbour, Singapore.
Yeah, because the city-state released its quarterly GDP numbers yesterday. It registered a contraction of 5.8% on a year-on-year basis for the third quarter. Now, this was better than consensus estimates of negative 7.5% and represented a marked improvement from the previous quarter, where the economy rebounded from negative 9.2%. But, of course, the government projects a return to growth next year. It expects to grow between 4 to 6% in 2021.
Right. And for more on this, we turn to Kun Goh, Head of Asia Research at ANZ Bank. First of all, good morning. Were you surprised by the GDP growth registered in Q3?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised by the upward revisions to Singapore's Q3 GDP growth. The indicators we had suggested that there was going to be a better outcome than the advance release, given that industrial production was much stronger, particularly in the month of September. No surprises at all.
And let's zoom in slightly now. Which sectors in particular have you seen strong growth, and which continue to lag?
Well, we're seeing very strong growth coming from the production side of the economy. So industrial production was up 10%. And that is indication of a very strong external demand for Singapore's products. That's consistent with the decent export numbers that we're seeing, particularly for products like pharmaceuticals, which is in high demand given the pandemic situation. But the sector that is still lagging behind in Singapore is on the services side. And that's, again, not surprising given that the borders are still closed. So we are not seeing any international visitors at all, which is really having a big negative impact on the hospitality sector.
Right. Kun, the Singapore government projects GDP growth of 4 to 6% next year. But what is it predicated on, and you know, what might derail that?
I think that number is based on a continuation of industrial production on the back of decent export demand as the global economy recovers. I believe there will be a pickup in the construction sector as well, given that now cases in the foreign worker dormitories are well under control. So we should have a continued normalization of construction activity. And I believe part of the government's growth forecast is also on the back of expectations that a vaccine should be more widely distributed over the second half, which will then lead to a return of some international travel.
And speaking of international travel, Singapore also delayed its travel bubble with Hong Kong due to the rise of COVID-19 cases. Now, do you see this as a sign that progress will be bumpy moving forward until a vaccine is widely available?
This is definitely the risk for the outlook for Singapore's economy. And, you know, this again just highlights how important it is to get a vaccine out, because as we are seeing in many other countries, who are experiencing third or even fourth waves of the virus outbreak, you can't really have a full normalization of economic activity until you really get the virus situation under control. So a lot really hinges on the vaccine being approved and distributed more widely, very quickly, before we can actually have more confidence that a genuine economic recovery can be underway. And the deferment of the Singapore-Hong Kong travel bubble, I think, just reinforces how vital it is that and how reliant that any recovery is on getting the pandemic situation under control.
Right. Kun, do you think moving into phase three of the circuit breaker with looser restrictions might move the needle much in terms of GDP growth?
I'm sure we will move to phase three fairly soon, given that domestic local transmissions are actually very low. I think we have several days now of zero local transmission, which is actually very positive. But even a move to phase three is unlikely to see a material spike up in domestic demand. That's because as long as the borders remain closed and Singapore is not able to receive international tourists, there's only so much more that domestic demand can improve. After all, given the population size in Singapore, the size of the domestic economy is not big enough to be able to offset the absence of international tourists.
And how vulnerable is Singapore to external shocks, especially since we are seeing a resurgence in COVID-19 cases in the region and also major markets like the US and Europe then?
Singapore's economy is always very reliant on what is happening in the rest of the world. And it is fortuitous that external demand at this stage has been quite decent and that has helped to see industrial production and exports in Singapore growing at a reasonable pace. However, we really need the global economic outlook to improve in 2021. And again, this is dependent on the virus situation. And in many respects, the quick distribution of the vaccine in order for international travel to resume. Absent of those, it is difficult to see the Singapore economy getting back to pre-pandemic levels in 2021.
Right. Thanks for that, Kun. That was Kun Goh of ANZ Bank. Now, we're going to take a quick break for some messages, but when we come back, we'll be speaking to Tan Sri Dr. Jamila Mahmud, Special Advisor on Public Health to the Prime Minister on Malaysia's strategy to combat COVID-19. Stay tuned. This is The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.